We're learning the fifth parak in Mishnah Yud Tes in Perkei Avos. The Mishnah tells us, "Kol mi sheyesh biyado shlosh davarim halalu," anyone who has the following three characteristics, "mitalmidim shel Avraham Avinu," then you can be rest assured you are among the students of Avraham Avinu because you're emulating his actions. "Shlosh davarim acherim mitalmidim shel Bilam Harasha." If you have three contrary attributes, then you resemble more of the students of Bilam. And what are the three positive characteristics that Avraham Avinu displayed? Ayin tova, ruach, nemucha, b'nefesh, shefala, mitalmidim shel Avraham Avinu. An ayin tova, literally someone who has a good eye, is someone who is satisfied with what they have. They're sameach b'chelko. They're happy with their portion. We find Avraham was like this when it came to the episode of the king of Sodom. He said, im chut v'yatzeroch nal. He didn't need to take things from the king of Sodom, and therefore shows that he was content and happy with what he had. Ruach Nemucha is a person who is someone who's extremely humble. And we find this, that Avram considers himself Anochi Ofer V'Efer. I'm like ashes and dust. But Nefesh Shafala is a person who distances themselves from any desires of this world. And we find this as well when it came to his wife Sarah, that he said, "Hini na yadati kish yafas mara." Now I know that you're a beautiful woman, which means that his primary focus was not on physical beauty, but looking at her in a much deeper way than that. And we find that, unfortunately, on the opposite side, an individual who emulates the ways of Bilam is the following, that ayin ra b'ruach gavoa b'nefesh rechava mitalmidim shel Bilam harasha. So an ayin ra, someone who has a bad eye, a person who's not happy with what they have, and therefore they have the desire to take things which don't belong to them. And that we find by Bilam, that he mentions that he would be very satisfied if he would be able to acquire money. Then the next negative trait is nefesh rechava, a person who is a ruach gavoa and nefesh rechova. A ruach gavoa is someone who is a bal gaiva, someone who is very haughty, as he says, v'yodeh das elyon, that he even knew the way that God thought. Nefesh rechova is a person who is a bal taiva, someone who attaches himself to the physical desires of this world. As we find, that's exactly what he did when he tempted the Bnei Israel to znus with the Bnos Moav. And some explain that these three attributes are actually found in another Mishnah, that three attributes, kinda, taiva, and kavod, jealousy, desires, and honor, remove a person from this world. And that's what we find, that Avraham distanced himself from those three things. That he didn't have kinna, he didn't have jealousy of what other people had, he was happy with what he had. Taiva, he didn't have the physical desires we mentioned by Sarah, his wife. And kavod, he wasn't interested in trying to act like he was extremely important. Rather, he considered himself anoch gafer ve'efer, and therefore it's necessary for us to try to emulate the ways of Avraham Avinu.